Welcome back. Today's episode is about something that doesn't always get the attention it deserves in wellness conversations. Not motivation, not transformation, not reinvention, but structure. Because most of how you feel on a daily basis isn't actually decided by big life changes. It's shaped by something quieter, your repeated choices. The small, automatic things you do without thinking. The way you move through mornings, how you handle interruptions, what you reach for when you're tired, and how you end your day. Think of it like architecture. You don't notice the structure of a building every second you're inside it, but it determines everything about how stable, comfortable, or chaotic it feels. Well-being works the same way. So let's talk about the quiet architecture of feeling better. Segment 1. The illusion of big change wellness. A lot of wellness advice focuses on dramatic transformation, new routines, overhauls, reset plans. And while those can feel motivating, they often miss something important. Your life doesn't actually run on resets. It runs on repetition. The real question isn't how do I fix everything? It's what am I repeating every day that's shaping how I feel? Because your nervous system doesn't respond to intention, it responds to pattern. And patterns are built in small moments. The way you start your morning, how you respond to stress, what you do when you feel tired or overwhelmed, whether you pause or push through. Individually, none of these seem significant, but together, they create the baseline of your well-being. Segment 2. Attention is one of your most important wellness habits. One of the most overlooked wellness factors is attention, not what you do, but where your mind goes repeatedly. Modern life fragments attention constantly. Notifications, scrolling, switching tasks, reacting instead of choosing. Over time, this creates a subtle but persistent mental fatigue. You might not even feel stressed in a dramatic way. Instead, you feel scattered, slightly behind, mentally full but not satisfied. A simple shift is learning to notice where your attention goes without permission. Not to control it perfectly, but to observe it. Because attention is not just a mental function, it's a form of energy investment. Whatever you repeatedly attend to starts shaping your emotional tone. Segment 3. The body keeps score of your daily rhythm. Wellness is often treated like a mindset topic, but your body is always involved. Your sleep, your movement, your meals, your pauses, these are not separate from your mental state. They are the foundation of it. But instead of focusing on perfection, it helps to think in terms of rhythm. Your body doesn't need extreme discipline, it needs predictability. Irregular patterns, like inconsistent sleep, skipped meals, or constant overstimulation, don't just affect physical energy, they influence emotional stability too. On the other hand, even simple consistency, like roughly similar sleep and wake times, or regular moments of pause, can create a noticeable sense of grounding over time. Not because you're doing more, but because your system stops guessing. Segment 4. Emotional maintenance is not the same as emotional reaction. We often deal with emotions only when they become intense. Stress peaks, frustration builds, burnout shows up. But emotional wellness isn't only about managing crises. It's also about maintenance. Small emotional habits matter more than we think. Naming what you feel instead of ignoring it. Noticing tension without immediately reacting. Allowing yourself to pause before responding. Releasing small frustrations instead of storing them. Unprocessed emotion doesn't disappear. It accumulates quietly. And over time, it doesn't just affect mood. It affects patience, clarity, and resilience. Emotional maintenance is less about control and more about awareness. You don't need to fix every feeling, but you do benefit from acknowledging them before they stack up. Segment 6. Rest is a behavior, not just a result. A common misunderstanding is that rest only happens after everything is done. But rest is not just something you earn, it's something you practice. And it doesn't always mean sleep or stopping everything. Sometimes it means changing the type of input your mind is receiving. There is a difference between passive rest, scrolling, consuming, distracting, and restorative rest, quiet, low input, mental spacing. Only one of those actually replenishes your system. If your breaks still leave you mentally stimulated, your nervous system never fully downshifts. Rest, in its most effective form, is about reducing input, not adding more of it in a different form. Segment 6. The role of friction in daily well-being. Everyday life contains friction points, small moments that either drain you or support you. For example, a cluttered space creates micro-stress. Constant notifications interrupt mental flow. Overcomplicated routines create resistance. Decision overload drains cognitive energy. Wellness improves when friction decreases. Not because life becomes perfect, but because fewer small obstacles means less unnecessary resistance throughout the day. This is why simple systems often work better than complex ones. Not because they're more impressive, but because they're easier to maintain under real life conditions. Segment 7. The importance of in-between moments. Most wellness thinking focuses on main activities, workouts, meals, work tasks, sleep. But a large portion of how you feel comes from what happens in between, the transitions, waking up and actually starting the day, ending work and shifting into rest, moving between tasks without mental overload, the moments before sleep when your mind settles. These in-between spaces often determine whether your day feels chaotic or cohesive. You don't need elaborate rituals. Even small pauses, like taking a breath before switching tasks or allowing a minute of stillness before bed, can change how your nervous system processes the day. Segment 8. Sustainability matters more than intensity. One of the biggest mistakes in wellness is trying to do too much too quickly. Intensity creates short bursts of change. Sustainability creates identity-level stability. The habits that actually shape well-being are usually not impressive, they're repeatable. Things like a consistent wake-up window, regular movement that doesn't feel punishing, reducing unnecessary mental load, allowing recovery without guilt, keeping daily life slightly simplified. None of this is extreme, but that's exactly why it works. Because your life isn't measured in perfect days, it's measured in repeated ones. So when we step back, wellness isn't really about adding more to your life, it's about noticing what's already shaping it. Your attention, your rhythm, your environment, your emotional habits, your transitions. These are the invisible structures influencing how you feel every day. You don't need a complete overhaul. You need awareness of the patterns you're already living inside. And then slowly, you adjust to them. Not dramatically, but consistently. Because feeling better isn't usually the result of one big change. It's the outcome of many small ones that finally start working together.